When 25,000 Market Basket employees walked out in 2014 to protest their CEO's firing, they weren't just defending a boss. They were protecting a purpose-driven workplace that had become central to their lives. This remarkable display of loyalty illustrates what Dan Pontefract calls the purpose effect, that magical intersection where personal values, organizational mission, and meaningful roles align to create extraordinary results. In a world where only 13% of workers feel engaged, this alignment offers a powerful solution. Like a perfectly balanced three-legged stool, when personal purpose, your life's motivations, organizational purpose, why a company exists, and role purpose, why your position matters, harmonize, everyone benefits. This isn't just feel-good philosophy. Purpose-aligned organizations show 30% higher innovation, 40% better retention, and significantly stronger financial performance. The challenge lies in creating this alignment in a business landscape that often prioritizes short-term profits over meaningful work. Personal purpose begins with ongoing self-discovery, developing yourself continuously, defining your identity clearly, and deciding how to live with integrity. Consider Megan Smith at SAP, who judges roles by growth opportunities rather than status, or Tim McDonald, whose journey from real estate to community building at Huffington Post demonstrates the evolving nature of purpose. The most fulfilled individuals create personal declarations that guide their decisions, like Telsey Trigg's statement, "I decide to live my life filled with joy. I decide to be generous, open-hearted, and loving." Unlike rigid mission statements, these declarations answer the fundamental question, "Who am I in life and at work?" Purpose-driven people make conscious choices about integrity, like Clayton Christensen refusing to play in a championship basketball game that fell on Sunday, noting it's easier to hold to your principles 100% of the time than 98%. They also recognize that purpose emerges through diverse experiences, job rotations, cross-departmental projects, community involvement, and relationship building. Harvard's Grant study confirmed this, showing people with strong connections were 3 times likelier to achieve success. The journey to personal purpose isn't a destination, but an ongoing process of alignment between who you are and what you do. Purposeful organizations serve all stakeholders beyond just maximizing profits. Johnsonville Sausage demonstrates this by believing business exists to build people. When their Watertown facility burned in 2015, they kept 100 affected employees on payroll for a year, funding community service and professional development until rebuilding. This stakeholder focus creates Pontefract's good deeds framework. Delight customers, engage team members, be ethical in society, deliver fair practices, and serve stakeholders. IKEA exemplifies customer delight through their vision to create a better everyday life for the many people, while In-N-Out Burger shows fair practices with above minimum wages and holiday closures. King Arthur Flour, as a 100% employee-owned company, combines livable wages, development investment, community donations, and sustainable practices while maintaining $100 million in revenue. These organizations prove purpose and profit reinforce each other when aligned. Their declarations incorporate stakeholders concisely yet expressively, creating a North Star for business decisions. Yale professor Amy Rusnevsky identified 3 work mindsets: job, work for compensation; career, organizational advancement; and calling, purpose-aligned work. The job mindset emerges when personal and organizational purposes clash. As Ratan Tata observed, many organizations remain trapped in outdated paradigms, prioritizing extrinsic motivators over authentic values. The career mindset becomes toxic when treated as a zero-sum game, exemplified by behaviors like claiming others' credit and refusing collaboration. However, when viewed as a platform for growth and impact, career advancement can be positive. The purpose mindset, where personal and organizational missions align, creates passionate, innovative work serving all stakeholders. Brian Scudamore of 1-800-GOT-JUNK demonstrates this through his "Make Meaning, Not Money" philosophy. Research across 18,000 participants shows most workers naturally define their work through social contribution, while a meta-analysis of 260 studies revealed that experienced meaningfulness outperforms traditional motivators like compensation. Organizations achieve optimal performance when purpose mindsets prevail. When purpose aligns across individuals and organizations, something remarkable happens. What anthropologist Victor Turner called communitas, where people transcend normal social roles to form deeper connections based on shared values. Market Basket's story vividly illustrates this phenomenon. When CEO Arthur T. Demoulas was ousted after offering customers an additional 4% discount, employees from executives to store clerks walked out in protest. For 6 weeks, they refused to work while customers actively boycotted stores, creating an unprecedented alliance between workers and consumers that ultimately forced the board to reinstate Demoulas. LSTN, a Los Angeles-based wooden headphones company, demonstrates how purpose-driven startups create communitas through innovative business models. Founders Joe Huff and Bridget Hilton built giving into their core strategy, partnering with the Starkey Hearing Foundation to help restore hearing for someone in need with every pair sold. By 2020, they had helped provide hearing aids to over 30,000 people across 29 countries. Even massive corporations can cultivate communitas, as Unilever showed under CEO Paul Polman. His sustainable living plan placed societal challenges smack in the middle of the business, resulting in increased profits, market capitalization, and employee engagement, while reducing environmental impact. Creating and maintaining purpose alignment requires ongoing attention. When the sweet spot is lost, through organizational shifts, role changes, or personal evolution, individuals must recognize it and seek realignment. Direct FaceTime with managers is crucial. Research shows team members who spend 6 hours weekly with supervisors are 29% more inspired, 16% more innovative, and 30% more engaged. Yet most leaders currently spend 3 hours or less. Recognition is another vital element, with high recognition companies experiencing 31% lower voluntary turnover. Kim and Jason Graham Nye's journey illustrates this transformative process. After unfulfilling careers in telecommunications and stockbroking, they searched deliberately for meaning. The birth of their first child revealed their calling when they discovered the environmental impact of disposable diapers. In 2005, they launched G Diapers, creating biodegradable diaper inserts based on Tasmanian technology. Their business embodied Fair Dinkum values, being genuine and honest in all dealings, from product development to employee relations. 10 years later, their global business thrives, with the founders having achieved alignment between personal, organizational, and role purpose. Achieving the purpose effect requires courage to establish your why and align personal, organizational, and role-based purpose. This alignment often means making challenging career decisions and taking calculated risks. It demands examining your values, skills, and aspirations while considering how they can serve both organizational goals and societal needs. Without purpose, individuals drift aimlessly while organizations stagnate. This purposelessness leads to high turnover, decreased productivity, and diminished innovation. Creating a more purposeful society starts with individual choices and extends to organizational practices. The purpose effect results in a higher calling, where individuals and organizations work to improve society for all stakeholders. This requires courage to challenge conventions, resilience to overcome setbacks, and wisdom to balance multiple interests. As the Latin phrase states, "Faber est sua quisque fortunae," each person is the architect of their own fortune. By aligning personal purpose with meaningful roles in purpose-driven organizations, you become an architect of a better world.